have to worry about, oh, I can't do this. It's like, no, I'm a God. I do whatever I want to.
Yeah. In fact, there God tells no... you, God tells what you tells you through dreams and messages and of what you can do.
You can do whatever, like you are. This is different from me saying you are allowed to do everything. There's right. a difference between laws and all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, you use wisdom to determine, yeah. you know, how to separate the two. But the only thing limiting you from being whoever and whatever you want to be is you.
Yeah.
And yeah. wrapping it back around, you know, we spoke a little bit ago with Brito about things like death of the ego, things like all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And the ego, you know, if you go based off of Freud's definition, is the thing that negotiates between those basic instincts and the ideal that you're trying to be.
Yeah.
But yeah. if you kill that ego, then there is no negotiation. You're not waiting for something specific before you become the ideal. You just live the ideal.
Yeah.
And if you live the ideal, if you live the change, if you live the new pattern, then you don't have to worry about, oh, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Because yeah, that'll manifest on its own.
Correct. But you still have to do the work.
Yes, but it'll manifest on the work.
So this is the thing, and I'll wrap it up with this, is that I think it goes back to certain patterns we're doing on an everyday basis. If you're not comfortable, if you've been self-aware to where you're not liking the end result of those patterns, whether that may be dating, relationship, within your marriage. I know we've always said, you know, do better, you know, mm-hmm. self-improve. So this is where I think the rubber meets the road, right? Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to, when we say self-aware, understand and realize what you're not happy with. Understand mm-hmm. and realize what you're not in tune with, or understand mm-hmm. that some of those behaviors and habits you're going through can get some fatigue in them, right? You're not happy with a certain result that you're getting out of a certain pattern. Communication, you know what I mean? a lot of times it's the mindset to where communication can be such, like, people are afraid to communicate. People are afraid to speak up on some things they're not in tune with, right? Not necessarily you're right or wrong all the time, but you look at a perspective of, like, if you're communicating something that you're not happy with a certain pattern, that opens up the doors of, like, you never know what type of response you're going to get from that other person, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I was feeling that way. Yeah, I was there. And I feel like that's the fine line of breaking patterns, of understanding that from what you've dealt with before, either what you dealt with before and you're trying to change it, or you're in a situation where it's not the same patterns that you're used to dealing with, right? That end result, and I feel like that's the major difference between someone that's doing the same things over and over and over and over again and actually trying to fix them within the situation they're in, and then the person that is totally confused and blind on how to respond to certain situations outside of those pattern comforts, right? And let me explain to what I'm trying to say is that if you're in a relationship, if you're seeking dating, if you're in a marriage, and not saying to be picky on everything, ticky-tacky, because they're going to be people listening to this and say, oh, philosophical said, every time something's wrong, you got to speak on every... No, that's not what I'm saying. And I'm adding caveat to this, is I'm saying, pick your battles. But if there are certain situations, and I'll start with, you know, dating, right? You're dating the same type of person. The same, and I'm speaking to the fellas on this. If you're dating the same type of woman, get away from some of the preferences and physical attractions, first of all, that you feel you need, right? Because when you're looking for a certain attraction, a certain preference, right? and you're not even looking at some of the, and I know this is early in dating, but you take out the communication part of it. You take out the conversation part of it, because we've said before that, you know, if you're chasing a preference, you're chasing an attraction, but you can't have a conversation with her. You can't build trust. You can't build a foundation. You can't build in sort of an everyday lifestyle with someone, because that's what dating is. You're getting to know someone, right, on a somewhat borderline exclusive process, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to do that when you're not living together, but there is a borderline thing where it's like you're dating someone, you're talking to them every day, you're seeing them, you're starting to get to know on their everyday process, right? So a lot of those preferences and attractions can go away. It can go away. That's one. And two, it can get really murky as far as like, what if you see a decision or a pattern you're not liking from this person, mm-hmm. right? What if there is a decision or pattern they don't like from you? Are you gonna say, oh, well, she looks great, he looks great, that's my preference, I'm attracted to this person wholeheartedly? Are you gonna ignore those negative patterns?
Red flags. Right?
Red flags, yeah. And it goes down to, you know, changing it up. Don't totally dismiss someone that can bring something new to your life, a new pattern, a new foundation, right? Mm-hmm. And it's too many times we do that. You know, it's too many stories we hear every day, like, you know, she does this, does that, but I'm just not attracted to her. Or I'm attracted to her and we place all our patterns on someone else that clearly we're not going to get the end result, right?
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap it up, what I'll say is that, and it kind of goes into the next segment we're going to talk about, be clear and understand and be self-aware on a lot of the patterns you're going through and you're getting the negative result, right? Mm-hmm. Be self-aware, heal, understand what you need and want, right? Mm-hmm. And just like stop out of the same cycle and routine, right? Mm-hmm. Of just going to work, you know how to get there, and you're just doing your work and you come home. It's okay to,
go to a happy hour every once in a while.
Yeah, you know? Go to a happy hour. Well, I mean, go to a happy hour. Prepare yourself for every type of encounter you may have. It's easy. What I'm trying to say is easy for us to talk to the preference we've been going after for so long. The hard part is to talk to someone that's out of our league, that's got their stuff together, that maybe that's not your preference. That's like,
I can speak personally to that, in that like there are so many times, or there were so many times, where I was like, and this is where the personal work comes in. This is where the what we were talking about early, believing that you are the God who can create your own reality, comes in. It's like, no, you are worthy.
Yeah.
As like a divine being owns and controls everything that their eyes come across, even the things that their eyes don't come across. So they don't have to worry about, it's like, oh, am I worthy of this person? At that point, it's like, no, is this person worthy of me?
Correct. Yeah. So,
Not even in an arrogant sense. It's more as like a
you're self-aware. You exactly. value yourself to where
I'm not value myself enough to not, for lack of a better term, lower myself or lower my standards or let go of the things I know I need to be fulfilled and to be whole. So I'm not letting those things go. So do you fulfill that role? If you don't, I'm not with it.
And some
we might have fun, and also, like you said, knowing what results you're looking for.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, I'll end it on this, is that a lot of times we as people, we go after, if we're here, we go after sometimes, we lower our standards to accommodate those preferences, to accommodate those patterns, so it doesn't require us to change. That's not always the case. Don't subject yourself. And that's it's a dumb plug, but free yourself from that thinking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we will often. So there's something I heard recently, and it's that men will often date up, mm-hmm. but women will often date down. Yeah. Right. And I think the reasons for that are twofold. I think part of it is that men are often told that they deserve these things without doing the work that is required to earn those things. So they'll date up thinking that, oh, I deserve this, but they're not willing to do the work to get to that point, which goes to the point you were making about stay ready, stay prepared, stay at your utmost so you don't have to. So, you know, you can speak to somebody else at their utmost.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah. But in terms of women dating down, it's like they are often told to stay in your lane, know your role, know your place. You get what you get. So they don't oftentimes. And this is me speaking in generalizations. I know this isn't everybody, but they will accept the person lower than them because they don't realize, again, the goddess that they are. Because we're all gods and gods. Well, there's a little esoteric.
Kings and queens. I apologize.
Yes, kings and queens. Whatever you want to put to it. Kings and queens, you know, Buddha, enlightened, whatever title you want to put on it. Because we all call it different things, but we don't necessarily understand it, regardless of what we call it.
Yeah.
We're all looking for the same thing. We just don't know how to get there. And I think it starts with that personal work, that internal stuff to get to a point of, I love myself enough to look for more and to look for better.
Yeah. So that kind of goes into our next segment here. How to heal from a relationship. And I know this is a tough one. I know this is a tough one. I think people heal in different ways, right? People heal by necessarily maybe by reactionary or proactive, you know, healing now, ways.
We react as opposed to, well, I mean, that's, yeah, we all just react to the stimuli that we receive. So we're not proactive in our healing or anything like that.
Correct. And I think a lot of times this goes under the pretense of, you know, we bring, especially within the men, you know, and ladies, you know, specifically talking to men, that we bring a lot of baggage. I think there's this unknown way of men aren't trained to heal. We are trained to suppress. We are trained to accept. And we are trained to kind of just embrace it as struggle. Mm-hmm. Right. But I do think, you know, some ways a man can heal is self-reflection, you know, therapy, picking up a hobby, you know, no, I'm so serious. Picking up a hobby could be, you know, fishing, could be playing sports, could be podcast, could be anything, something productive, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, and this goes back to patterns, is that men that have not healed from a relationship they just got out of, they tend to seek the same relationship that they lost, right? Because go ahead.
I say yes and no, but
not all people, but
yeah,
mm-hmm. I think sometimes, and I think that could be a result of a man feeling like they didn't do anything wrong in some situations where, you know, I didn't do anything wrong in that situation. Oh, that relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to improve on. I don't have anything to fix. I'm not the one to blame. Mm-hmm. You know, so they start to seek the same level of relationship, right? The same pattern goes back to the same patterns of seeking a relationship that they once had. Whether now, if it was a great relationship and it was productive, it was took you to a place healthy, and you messed that up, I think that's something that needs to be evaluated by you. Like, what are you doing to, why do we always come to that realization when it's too late, right? Fellas, men, I mean, I know sometimes we as men, we're not perfect, but we let a good thing walk out the door because we're accustomed and we've been, we our standards are so low that we're supposed to accept what's lower than us. That's not what kings do, right?
I think part of it is, well, you said it already, like that's not what kings do. Kings rule. They and it starts with them ruling themselves. Well, it should start with them ruling themselves.